This is Not Radio 4. In 10 minutes, Jonathan Eglin will be along talking to Brian Blessed about his latest role as a tough, uncompromising undercover cop working in the seedy back streets and drug-riddled red light area of Pucklechurch. But first, the Beaux Years.
How's your pasty and chips, Melanie?
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bowyer. Finest pasty and chips and finest greasy spoon in the area.
Well, thank you very much. And Boris, here's your filet mignon with balsamic glaze, new potatoes and a selection of fresh vegetables presented in the nouveau style with a side order of Bernays truffles.
How did you know?
Oh, just a lucky guess.
I can see that if ever I have some microfilm to hide, you will be a worthy adversary.
I was so lucky, Mrs. Bowyer. What with our vicar being a former surgeon at a top-secret underground base and specialising in cybernetic prosthetics.
Now my arms and legs are new and they work even better than the old ones.
And what with the KGB thinking you've been eliminated, we should have no more problems with them.
Very clever.
Have you got any ketchup?
Oh, clumsy of me. I'm sorry.
Manny!
Hello, here is your ketchup.
Manny! You never told me you were 6 foot tall before. And you seem to have grown a beard since you came in this morning. And...
He's got no ketchup, Mrs. B.
That is because this is not money. This is Comrade Stroganoff.
Stroganoff? Where have I heard that name?
I'll share my name with a popular soup.
You intend to kill me?
Yes. Now, hold on.
Mrs. Bowyer.
My tablecloth.
Oh, you have to see, Mr. Bowyer, that new threshing machine android is saving us money on labor costs like you wouldn't imagine.
Yes, I'm having trouble imagining it now.
Aye.
And what with the mysterious deaths of all the workers we had in the threshing room, well, we're saving all round. Quids in, you might say.
Mind you, those deaths were somewhat mysterious. Did we get to the bottom of what caused it at all?
Well, as far as I can make out, it was some sort of machine malfunction which sprayed them with a lethal dose of radiation.
Ah.
Though where that could have come from, I don't know.
Probably because I forgot to change the crisps in the vending machine.
Oh, yes, yes. Ah, here's the android now.
I have completed the task subroutine threshing.
Well,
what next?
Careful, Sir Alex. That machine responds to verbal commands. The slightest slip-up, the slightest misplaced word or sentence could lead to unexpected and terrible consequences, the like of which this small farming community of Bunbridge has never seen.
Yes, you're right, Ebediah. I better not say anything along the lines of kill everyone in Bunbridge in a bloodthirsty orgy of death.
Oh, no.
Where's it gone?
I think it went for a cup of tea.
Oh, talking of which,
I'm right on it, Mr. B.
And 38 pence.
Thank you, Clive. If it wasn't for you and your shop, I would have to set out on my expedition up Kilimanjaro without any bovril.
You certainly are an active man for the man of your age.
Yes.
Last week tracking down Bigfoot, this week climbing a mountain.
Oh, you've got to keep active, Clive. Oh, look at the time. I'll be late for my canasta.
Always a pleasure, Austin. Just make sure you don't fall down any crevices.
Oh, I'll try.
Destroy all humans in Bunbridge. Destroy all humans in Bunbridge.
Looks a bit cloudy out there. Do you mind if I wait until it moves on?
Cloudy?
Bunbridge was written with a pencil and paper. The agricultural story editor was stoned off his tits. Now Jonathan Eglin is along with his show, which features some things.